And you know, I was listening to a set of tapes by one man, and he explained it like this, and I think this kind of gets the point across. He said, you know, why do people have such a fit about God calling his creation, his man, not his whole creation, but his man, little gods? If he's God, what's he going to call them but the God kind? I mean, if you as a human being have a baby, you call it a human kind. If cattle has another cattle, they call it cattle kind. So, I mean, what's God supposed to call us? Doesn't the Bible say we're created in his image? Now, you understand, I'm not saying you are God with a capital G. That is not the issue here. So don't go trying to stone me or yell blasphemy at me. The Bible says right here, John 10:34. Let's read this again. Well, let's just start again in verse 32. Jesus said to them, my Father has enabled me to do many good deeds. I've shown many acts of mercy in your presence. For which of these do you mean to stone me? And the Jews replied, we're not going to stone you for a good act, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, make yourself out to be God. And Jesus answered, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods, little g. So men are called gods by the law, men to whom God's message came, and the scripture cannot be set aside or canceled or broken or annulled. Now, if this is true, do you say of the one whom the Father consecrated and dedicated and set apart for himself and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God. See, when he began to say, I'm the Son of God, then they began to yell, blasphemy. Well, how many of you know that we are sons and daughters of Almighty God? He has birthed us. We are born again, new creatures in Christ Jesus. We need to understand who we are and what it is we're supposed to be doing. And if we can get that revelation refreshed in us but stay in some realm of balance, then I believe that God can use us in this last hour for many mighty acts. And in the process, we can give him all the glory. Oh, I tell you, I feel good about this. Any of you feel good about it? I wish y'all had an amplified Bible in front of you, but you don't. If you don't, so you just may have to listen here. You ought to study Psalm 82. God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God. That's us, you know. Say, I'm a representative of God. The Bible says here that God stands in the midst of those representatives. In the midst of the magistrates or the judges, he gives judgment as among the gods, little g. How long will you magistrates or judges judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Pause and calmly think about that. Verse 3, he might as well just add here, this is why I've given you power, that you would do justice to the weak, the poor, and the fatherless, maintain the rights of the afflicted and the needy, deliver the poor and the needy, rescue them out of the hand of the wicked. God has given us power and authority in these last days that we might help hurting people. Let me ask you a question. When he empowered the 12 and he empowered the 70, what did he tell them? Go preach the gospel, cast out devils, heal the sick. Everywhere you go, help hurting people. We've got to understand that when power is delegated to us, it is to help hurting people. It's not for us to go necessarily try to help ourselves all the time, but to help hurting people. And certainly you want to take authority over the enemy when he's coming against you, but the main thing is we want to help hurting people. Verse 5, the magistrates and judges know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness of complacent satisfaction. Now this is interesting. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rest the administrations of justice are shaking. I was listening to a man teach this week, and he said that because people are not taking their proper places, because God's people are not taking their proper places, everything in the earth is out of balance. All the foundations that the earth is supposed to be built upon are shaking in this hour because God's people are not taking their proper places. We've let the devil have what belongs to us. Verse 6, I said, you are gods. Since you judge on my behalf as my representatives, indeed all of you are children of the Most High. It is important that we know who we are and that we walk with that power consciousness.